Hello and welcome to Handelsbanken Insights. Today you'll be hearing from me, Louise Tate, Financial Crime Learning and Development Business Partner for Handelsbanken in the UK. I'm joined by Bob from our fraud team. In this episode from Handelsbanken Financial Crime Team, we'll focus on investment fraud that can affect both individual and corporate banking customers and how you can stay safe and protect your company from fraud. Bob, there's been a number of news articles over the last 12 months about investment fraud and how victims have lost large amounts of money through investment and in particular cryptocurrency scams. Can you tell me more about these types of scams and why they've come into focus?
Investment scams happen when the fraudsters convince people to invest in fictitious opportunities by providing untrue, misleading information. The fraudsters will often target people through cold calling or emails, offering low-risk investments which can provide quick and high returns. Fraudsters often say that the opportunity is for a limited time only, there's an urgency in taking up the investment also. They will be persistent and they'll go to great lengths to scam people, very often producing convincing paperwork and impressive websites, all of which help legitimise the investment. Whilst initially there might be small returns on the investment, unfortunately, as we see too often, after making further payments for the investment, the fraudster can't be contacted, the website gets removed, and the victims lose their money.
And what about cryptocurrency scams? Are they different from investment frauds?
A cryptocurrency scam is simply another form of an investment scam, and it can lead to high value losses. Fraudsters are relying on the fact that there's lots of information and misinformation too about cryptocurrencies. People have heard lots about cryptocurrencies and virtual assets and the profits that can be made, but they don't necessarily fully understand what the assets are and the associated risks that go with them. Fraudsters will use this lack of due diligence to their advantage. As an example, often with crypto scams, the fraudsters never actually invest the current customer's funds in cryptocurrency. Typical tactics are similar to other scams and include unsolicited cold calls, unrealistic returns, and legitimate looking websites, which, when doing due diligence, they just don't hold up to scrutiny. Cases have been seen where victims have thought they were receiving messages from a legitimate source rather than a cold call. Remember, legitimate investment managers are just unlikely to contact you through WhatsApp messages saying, "You're going to be rich, my friend," as an example that we've seen. Fraudsters may actually gain access to the customer's cryptocurrency wallet once funds are deposited into that wallet and then just transfer all of them out. However, fraudsters will also help create, set up and access the customer's crypto wallet. We've even seen cases where the fraudster has set up very sophisticated looking logon pages, account profiles, in which the customers can deposit their investment. As with investment frauds, the fraudsters may initially give customers a small return on their investment before asking for larger and larger payments. Again, they often cannot be contacted then by the customers, simply close the sites down and disappear when the customer requests funds are returned.
These are very sophisticated frauds, where the fraudster spends time in setting up fake websites and platforms. What are the red flags we can look out for with investment scams?
Unsolicited approaches offering investment opportunities. Investment companies won't tend to cold call people, and they certainly won't use informal methods of communication, such as texts or WhatsApp messages. Investment opportunities that appear as investment adverts on internet search engines. A too good to be true investment opportunity. In other words, high levels of return for very little risk. It's particularly key when investing in cryptocurrencies, and the FCA has warned people to be on guard if approached by companies dealing in cryptocurrencies and offering these high returns. being pressurised to invest quickly or urgently in order not to miss the opportunity. The person that you're speaking to doesn't allow you time to think about what you're investing in or to call them back. And the contact details given or found on their website are only mobile phone numbers or a PO box address.
This is all great advice. And is there anything else we can do to stay vigilant?
Investment companies and individuals offering investment advice must be FCA registered. So ask the investment company or the individual that you're talking to if they are FCA registered and double check by making sure they appear on the FCA's financial services register. If you're being asked to transfer funds, contact the investment company using the contact details you find on the FCA's website to confirm the payment details first. Check the FCA's ScamSmart tool for recent scams that have been identified. Unauthorised firms, including cloned firms, are added to the lists daily by the FCA.
Thanks, Bob. For general fraud prevention advice, go to the industry initiative website, Take 5 to Stop Fraud. In short, stop and think about what you're being asked to do. Challenge the person who's asking you to transfer money, especially if the request is urgent. And protect yourself by contacting your account manager, our Handelsbanken customer support team, or Action Fraud as soon as you think you might have fallen for a scam. Thanks again for listening. We hope you've enjoyed this podcast.